This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. All right, here with Tierra, which it has been a very exciting few months since I've seen you last. I mean, personal and professional. I just saw, I was flipping through, you know, one of the industry websites, and it was like, Tierra signs with, you know, Valerie, yes. Big Machine.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, holy crap, someone was smart enough to to grab her. And, you know, obviously I think you're a humongous star. So how did those talks start?
Oh my gosh. Well, it started in the middle of me like planning a wedding, and we were in the middle of buying a house. And then that, like, sorry, gotta get closer. And then all of that happened. So it was a crazy few months. So I had released Founded in You like during COVID, and that song just did way better than I thought it would have. And so labels started reaching out, and it was kind of just, for me, I was just like, I'm going to talk to these people and like kind of build a relationship. But I honestly like wasn't looking to sign a deal yet, because it just felt like there was more that I needed to do by myself. And then I don't know, I just kind of got to a point where I was like, there's only so much I can do by myself, and like radio is very important to me, and that's something you can only do with a label. And so I had a meeting with the A&R girls at Big Machine and Scott, and I went into that meeting and I was like, this can either go one of two ways. I can either like really love me, or this is gonna go really bad. And I just like sat down and I started singing my songs, and Scott just kept asking me to sing more. And it even got to a point where I was like, I'm running out of songs that I have memorized. Like, I'm going to start playing some covers at some point. But he like offered me a deal right in that meeting. And so I, you know, I did the whole thing and like talked to all of the labels, and, I really loved the Valerie team, because it was always really important for me to, like, even when I do sign a deal, for it to feel very small and, like, close in and still like a family. And that was exactly what that team was, so.
I texted Scott, and I don't have a close relationship with Scott, but I text him, and he'll hit me up occasionally about something big, or
yeah,
usually if I say something he disagrees with. Or, but I text him, I was like, man, you got it. I mean, I see everybody. And I just am so jaded. And I said, but you have a star. And I think he was even surprised I texted him. He was like, thanks, man. So I was very excited to see that for you. You know,
thanks.
I think you're just the best.
I know.
So
thank you.
I saw you briefly at the Opry. I think you were going in.
Yeah.
Was that your debut night?
It was. And Everybody kept asking me if I was nervous, and I thought that I would be once I got on stage, but I surprisingly wasn't at all. I was just like very excited because, you know, that's something that you dream of when you move to Nashville. And it was just so special because I'm like really bad at taking a second to appreciate moments. And I just felt like standing on that stage, I'm like nowhere near made it, but it just felt like everything that I've done up until that point, I could just like appreciate it on that stage. So it was really special.
When you played that first time, were you able to actually see people's faces in the crowd? Meaning, could you take it in? Because the first time I played it, I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was blurry.
Yeah. So I saw my parents, and those were like really only the people that mattered. They were literally like right in front of me. And I was singing a song that's not released yet, but it's just about like how I got into country music and everything. And it's like kind of an emotional song for me. And I looked out and I saw my parents, and I'm surprised I didn't cry. I really thought I was going to cry at like on my debut moment, but I didn't. So yeah, I feel like I got to take it all in. I think the second time I'm really going to be able to take it all in. Because everybody told me to, like, once you get on stage, just take a second. Like, don't start talking. Just, like, look out into the crowd. And I kind of did that, but I feel like not fully.
The second time is the most fun because it's for you.
Yeah.
The first time, it's for you, but it's also for everybody who's been on the ride with you.
Right.
And there's a whole, there's a lot of people. There's cameras. They're documenting it. There's a sign.
Yeah.
And so it's like sensory overload.
Yeah.
The second time you go, it's just normal. You walk down the hall, you get in the dressing room, you go out, you take some deep breaths, and you perform. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You'll love that. I enjoyed the second time way more than the first. Because the first, I was like, and I tell jokes. And so I don't have a talent like you do. I have to go out and be funny. And so.
Which I feel like is even harder.
I was just like, oh, if I bomb these jokes because I'm nervous, you know, it's gonna. Everybody's gonna be upset. They spent all night making.
Yeah.
You know, they had a cake. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I was super proud of you. It was awesome.
Thanks.
That's super cool. I feel like, you know, I can't wait until you're a massive star. And I'm like, look, guys, I'm on tape here. Way before she had a deal saying how big of a star she is.
I know. Well, I appreciate it. I'm not just saying this because I'm here. I feel like I tell you this every time, but I literally remember just like sitting in my room in Birmingham. And I would like, I just saw how supportive you were of all of these artists and, you know, like everything you did for Kelsey. And it was just so cool to me. So I promise I'm not saying this, but like being on your show was like right up under making my Opry debut. Cause you're just like, you're just so supportive of everybody. So
you were on the radio show earlier this year, but I remember you had brought it up to me because I didn't remember you sending a YouTube video back in 2015.
Yes.
And you were like, I've actually been on your show. And I was like, no, you haven't. And you were like, no. I sent a video doing Girl Crush by Little Big Town. We have, is this a clip from the story or a clip from the video?
YouTube video.
We have the video?
Yeah.
This is from 2015. I haven't heard this yet. I knew Mike had something. Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, y'all. My name's Tierra, and this is my cover of Girl Crush by Little Big Town. And this is for the Bobby Bones show, so I hope y'all like it. I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but...
You sound really good. Usually when we go back into the archives and pull something from 5 or 6 years ago, you know, we get a good laugh. But
yeah.
No, you sound great here.
Well, it's the accent for me. It's just, like, very prominent in this video.
Yes, it is. When I was, because I grew up in Arkansas, and so when I started to want to do this radio TV, I went and took a class to lose my accent. Like I went to many classes, like hours and hours of speech pathology. But now I don't want to lose. It's kind of like, you know, it is me. Forever I was trying to not be me because I was kind of embarrassed of who I was and how I grew up. And now it's like I'm proud of who I am. Not that I wasn't. I just didn't know that I should be proud of it because everybody told me I shouldn't be.
But did you lose your accent? Now you can't fully get it back? Or do you still have an accent? I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know what that sounds like.
Well, you're also from the South, so it's hard for us to hear a distinct accent.
Yeah.
Unless it's real thick. Like, that's how I used to talk.
Right. Oh.
Like that. Or your eyes. I learned about eyes because all my eyes would sound like this.
No.
Yes. But I learned eyes... how I would say it growing up.
Wait, I can't imagine you talking like
and
that.
And eyes, like how I say it now. So you learn ice cream, you know,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I was.
You still have the eyes. Don't lose the eyes.
No, but it depends on who I'm talking to. Because if I'm talking to somebody that's like more northern, then I do have a more northern. But I do the same thing when you like talk to the British people. Like I've caught myself. Like, yeah. It's really bad. But yeah, I'm only like super southern when I'm around more southern people.
When I get tired, it comes out a lot.
Yeah.
Like if I, or if I'm back home for a long time.
Yeah.
But the biggest ones for me were I's and ING's because I would never put the G on it. If I was working,
yeah.
But it's working. But my friends from the north or friends from, you know, the Midwest, they can really tell I have an accent. But most people in the south are like, dang, fancy boy, you don't have an accent anymore. But I do. That's, it's just we all
that
have
is
one.
So odd because I cannot imagine you with a southern accent.
I have, no, I still have one. You're crazy right now for thinking I don't have one right now. But I digress to talking about me. So, Mike, can we play the song that she was talking about earlier? Found it in you.
Yep. But I found it in you. Every little thing that I was missing, baby. You love me, only thing kind of crazy. You got to the heart of me, want the best part of me. I found it in you. The confidence in knowing I can be happy.
So tell me about this song. This is track one. You mentioned it earlier. So talk about, because you wrote this, you and Cameron
Bedell
wrote this song together. And you guys wrote a lot together.
Yes. Yeah. So I had been in Nashville for a while before we wrote that song. And I don't think I had a deal. Yeah, no, I didn't have a publishing deal at that point. So I was just kind of writing with anybody that I could. I didn't really have a sound yet. I didn't really know what I was writing for. And Cameron reached out to me and just asked if I wanted to write. And so this was our first write together. It was just a two-way, which is, like, terrifying. But
because you have to talk in a two-way. Like, you have to provide ideas.
Right. And if it's just, like, if the vibe is not there.
Oh, was it the first time you guys have written together?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's scary, too.
Yeah. But thankfully, it worked out. And we wrote the song, and it wasn't until after the write, after he sent me the demo, that I just like fell in love with the song. And I was like, this was everything that I'd been searching for, that sound that I was looking for. Because before then, I was just kind of listening to everyone else's music in Nashville and like trying to put it together to make my sound, which was not working out at all. And he's kind of got this like R&B thing to him because he grew up listening to that kind of music. And I did too, but like reluctantly, like my parents would play it around the house and I wanted them to turn it off cause I didn't want to listen to it. But that's just in me cause that's what I, you know, grew up listening to. And so I feel like that song is the perfect mesh of R&B and country. And so yeah, we wrote that and then we just kind of started writing more and I had to convince him to become my producer cause he's never done anything like that before. But I was like, this is just too good and I'm not going to find anybody else like this. So yeah, that song just kind of started it all for me. It's a very special one.
The new song I played on my show a couple days ago, Gentleman.
Yeah.
And this song here, you wrote this for your husband, but did you write it before he was your husband?
I wrote it 2 years before he even proposed. I was committed. I think somebody just throughout, they were like, you don't have to be a gentleman. And then one of us was like, tonight. And we were like, oh, that's saucy. We like that. And like, we did have the conversation, like, can we say this? Like, this is a little too much. But we just went for it. And I played it for a lot of people. And everybody loved it. And nobody was really like, oh, this like this is too much. So I just was like, I'll release it after my wedding, so it's acceptable. Nobody can say anything.
Let me play a clip of it here. So let's talk about the wedding. You got married about a month and a week. Yeah, about five weeks ago. How was it?
It was great. I think the both of us kind of, we like kind of wanted to get it over with in the best way because It was, I planned the whole thing. Well, both of us, mostly me, but we planned the whole thing. We didn't have a wedding planner, and I was just so ready to get all of that over with. I'm also not the best at being the center of attention when I'm not in artist mode.
Mm-hmm. I get that. That's how I am, too.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard. Like, everybody always says that your wedding goes by super fast, but I felt like it was going by so slow. Like, once we got to the reception part, I was like, can we get through these toasts? Can we get through the cake cutting and just dance? Because that's all I want to do, because I don't want everybody looking at me. But it was a good wedding. We had about, like, 200, well, no, we had like 170.
Wow. Okay. Big wedding.
Well, 90% of the guest list was him because he has a huge family. I wanted like maybe like 80 people, but that was not going to happen. But we had it in Franklin. So all of our families from Birmingham, they came down. And
it's a pretty easy trip from Birmingham up here.
Yeah. It's only like 2.5, 3 hours. Yeah.
We had our wedding here at the house in the back. And
it was beautiful, by the way.
Thanks. And everybody kept going, it's going to fly by. It went a fine pace.
Right.
I took it in.
Yeah.
I took some deep breaths. I mean, I struggle with my vows a little bit. I really don't cry that often, but when I really get hit, I get hit hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of how I am.
That's why I didn't do them.
You didn't?
No. I was like,
a writer like yourself decided you didn't want to write, huh?
I know. It's so weird. And everyone kept saying that, but I just felt so like, I just felt weird about professing my love for him in front of everyone. So I just kind of wanted to do that on our own time.
At one point, as we were doing our vows, because I felt that too, I was like, man, this is a really personal publicly.
Yeah.
But then I realized I do that for my life.
Yeah.
But I do it in a small room with like 3 or 4 people, so I don't see the people's faces when I'm doing the radio show.
Yeah.
Where when
oh,
I was getting
yeah.
There were like 200 people sitting out there.
Yeah.
Not as many as yours. I take that back. 150. We don't have a TR wedding. We're smaller.
Oh, shut up.
And I remember I started to choke up and I was getting emotional. And then thank God a plane like flew over. And so I got to stop. I stopped.
Oh, so you got to get
collected.
Yourself together. Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
Collected everything.
Yeah.
Plane finished. Away I went.
That's
back
good.
At it. I'm very thankful that I hired that guy to fly over right at that time.
Did y'all do a first look?
No.
So did you like feel pressured to have a reaction when you walked in the house?
Yes. But
did you cry?
Yes. And I didn't want to. I was putting pressure on myself to maintain composure. Because I knew that I was going to have to watch it back eventually.
Yeah.
I knew there'd be pictures and videos. So the pressure to me was, okay, you need to man up.
Yeah.
It's a terrible phrase and I don't use it often.
Yeah.
And I was like, but you need to be what you don't want other men to be, like fake tough.
But you know everybody wants you to cry, so it's good that you
But
did.
That's why I didn't want to. I'm not here to please them.
Oh my God.
They didn't buy tickets to this. They got invited
to
this.
I told Cameron, I was like, if you don't cry, I'm literally turning back around. But I didn't. He's not an emotional person, so I knew he wasn't going to cry.
He did not cry.
No, he didn't.
See, I'm not an emotional person either until I just get like wrecking balled.
Yeah.
And when she was walking down, that's when I lost it. And our DJ... who I used to listen to on the radio when I was a kid, so I hired him from Arkansas to come, you know, be the DJ at the wedding. He was like, hey, you should take this with you because you may cry. And he handed me like a handkerchief. And I was like, stop. I was like, yeah, what are you talking about? I don't need this. Thank God he did because I pulled it out, you know, 4 times in the middle of it. But it was awesome. I'm glad it happened because I was trying to get you to come play a festival with us and you were going on your honeymoon.
I know.
Yeah. How'd that end up?
It was fun. We went to the Maldives and
Now that's a honeymoon.
I know. Yeah, it was good. We were on this resort. Like, they only had like 30 villas, and I don't even think it was full. So there like weren't a lot of people on this island at all. So it was nice because we don't ever relax. We're always working. And we kind of did work a little bit on the honeymoon. But
who's we? Who's we?
Me and Cameron.
I'm talking about the bachelorette party. That's where it was. I said that wrong.
Oh, yeah,
I get them confused. They're all trips that, yes. The honeymoon, okay.
The honeymoon was the Maldives. Bachelorette, we went to, was it starts with a P? It's in Florida.
Pittsburgh.
No.
Panama City.
No, it's actually Rosemary Beach. We went to Rosemary Beach.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I never would have guessed that.
It was fun.
That's what I'm thinking of when I tried to get you to come out and play some festivals with us, but you had it that weekend.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Well, are you now gathered? Do you feel as marriage? Does it feel like there's a bit of stability that even though you had it, you didn't have it, but now you have it?
definitely, like, I'm glad that I, like, can... I was more so happy about the last name. Like, I really wanted to take his last name. Because I never told anyone, like, what my actual name was. Because I just... Not that I hated it, but, like, people always made jokes about it. And it was just so annoying. But his last name's Kennedy. Very normal.
Well, now I'm all curious about what her original last name was.
It's Leftwich.
What's so weird about that? I think of Byron Leftwich, the football player.
Yes, some people did, which was also like kind of, it wasn't annoying, but like I know nothing about him. Like he's a distant cousin, so I couldn't
have a cousin?
Yes.
That's freaking cool.
Wow. But I know nothing about him.
Let me give you a little, he's the offensive coordinator now for Tampa Bay, for the Buccaneers. He used to play for Jacksonville. Okay, go ahead. See, that's what I would have thought. I didn't know that.
Well, but other people would be like, oh, right witch or like sandwich. And it's just like, okay, whatever. So I just never told people.
The weird part about our last name is, so my real last name is Estelle, right?
Okay.
And so that's my name, Bobby Estelle. But when I was younger, 17, they kind of forced the name Bones on me. And so I live this, and I tried to shake Bones forever.
Wait, how can you give me like the condensed version of how that happened? Bones?
Yeah.
I feel like I know how it happened.
No, there's no story. I was a teenager and they're like, your name's either Bones or Bobby Z. And I was like, well, they're both stupid.
Wait, because they didn't like your last name?
They wanted like a radio name to like pop.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, I guess I'll take the one that sounds like a pirate.
Yeah.
And everywhere I went, I was connected to the last place, so I couldn't shake it.
Oh, yeah.
So the weird thing for Caitlin, my wife,
yeah,
is that her name was Caitlin Parker, but she took my real, and she wasn't going to go by Caitlin Bones. She'd rather be dead.
Right.
And go
yeah,
by
yeah.
My,
yeah.
And so her name is Caitlin Estelle, and here I am. I don't even have the same... People don't even know me as the same last name as my wife.
Oh.
So there's a weird... But no one even knows you except by... I mean, I guess there's a similarity there, kind of a parallel.
Yeah. Yeah, no one really does...
No, any last name from you whatsoever?
Yeah, no. I was very adamant about not using my last... But I also feel like no one else, at least in country music, like has Tierra. You know, why not?
And who has one name that... didn't start with two names, meaning people have grown into having one name.
I don't know because like
Garth, Reba, Dolly, all had last names.
Right. Also like Beyonce Knowles, like people
when she
know
was
her
in Destiny's Child.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying
I'm just original.
You are. You're just original. You came out brave and you're like, I don't need a last name from the start.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. So now, what does it mean, though, that you have a label deal? What does it mean? Like, what's the day-to-day change in your life now that you have a record label that can promote you?
Oh, I mean, I feel like the biggest change is that I have to let go of a lot of control because I was one of those independent artists. Like, I did every single aspect of, like, I was a part of all of it, you know, releasing my music and everything. And so, you know, it's definitely hard to release that control and let other people, even something as simple as like uploading my music to be like, you know, on all the streaming services, like that's so hard for me because I'm so used to doing that. But yeah, I don't know. I honestly think that's the biggest change. And obviously they have the power to like make me a bigger
money.
Star than
they
have the
spend
power
money
and
too.
The money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You give up control. I mean, I have to do this too. When, you know, you sign with a big company, they can make you a star.
Yeah.
But it takes you for the first time going, all right, I'll do what you say. For the most part. You have to kind of pick your battles.
Yeah. But also the great thing about Valerie and also Scott, like I was very adamant when I was taking meetings about keeping my music and the brand and everything the same. Like, I didn't want to sign and then be a completely different artist. And so they've been super cool with letting me do my thing, you know, like when it comes to the creative and the songs that we're choosing to record. So, you know, I've had to let go of some control in some aspects, but it's not like they're not taking it and like trying to make me something I'm not, which is great.
Who do you feel like musically are people that maybe not even on purpose and somewhat purposeful, like you have taken a lot from? Like you are the product of who musically?
Oh, like my sound or
yeah,
just
your sound, your likes, just
ooh.
You know, the whole tiara. Like, where do you come from musically?
I mean, I think it goes back to like what my parents were playing in the house. Like, you know, like we would listen to a lot of like Ashanti and you know, like Boyz II Men and stuff like that. So, like, but I feel like it's that, but also combined with Dolly and artists like that. I don't know.
If you had to do a Mount Rushmore of your favorite artists.
My favorite artists?
Which is four. Yeah, which is four. And their heads go up and it's Tiara's Mount Rushmore of her favorite artists.
Okay. 100% Beyonce and Dolly. And then after that, it gets a little rough.
why rough?
I don't know, because I just like love both of them so much. Like, they're just like the two artists that I'm fully obsessed with. Oh, also, this is so random, but Blake Shelton, like I freaking love Blake Shelton. So he would be right up there next to Beyonce and Dolly. Fourth one, I don't know. I don't know. That's our
pressure's on.
Question.
You have to add one more head.
Shufar. Okay. Oh, I'm sweating.
And this will always be recorded and will always be held.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's one of the archives.
I don't know, Bobby. I don't know. Can you let me think about it?
I'll come back to you.
Yeah, I'll come back to it.
I did see you in Nashville Lifestyle's 25 Most Beautiful People.
Yes, with you on the cover.
Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you. Come on.
Yeah, that was really cool. I'm pretty sure I was looking like real dusty crusty when they told me that I was one of the most beautiful people. So it's cool.
Did they call you and tell you? How did that happen?
My manager, I think she either like texted me or called me and told me.
And was it for me? And this is going to be the difference in you and I. For me, whenever someone puts me on a most beautiful list, I think they're doing it to make fun of me. Like, I literally think
no.
that. No. I'm going to be vulnerable with you for a second.
Here. Okay.
I've never been a beautiful person, meaning physically. I've always been made fun of. I've always been the ugly, weird kid. And as I've gotten older, I've just come to terms with it, right? So they call and they say, hey, 25 most beautiful. And at first, I think they're just calling me. And I'm like, great, they're putting me up there. I'm going to get harassed so bad because I'm not beautiful. I know that all my friends, people are going to be like, how do you make it? And then, like, we'd also like to put you and your wife on because we've never done a couple before. And I'm like, Oh, they just wanted her. And they knew she wouldn't do it unless I was with her.
Oh, my gosh.
So I always go and guard it like that because I was made fun of forever.
No, I get that.
But for you, when they say, hey, you're one of Nashville's 25 most beautiful people, you got to be pretty pumped. That's a big look.
I definitely was. I also was like, my mind goes to like, oh my gosh, I hope people aren't looking at me like, oh, she's snobby. Like, she thinks she's beautiful, you know?
Interesting.
That's where my mind went.
So both of our minds probably went to something that we hold on to, like some past trauma of some sort.
Yes. Oh God, we're going here. Yes.
No, I'm just saying, if we both felt that way whenever someone said, hey, you get this,
and you
go, We kind of recoil in different ways.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, I definitely have a problem with, like, thinking too much about what other people think about me. Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
I wonder, and I guess I have trouble with someone thinking ill about you without knowing you, because you are just generally one of the warmest people from the moment I met you on. And so if you were, you know, if some dude was there and he was a douche from the minute I met him, but then I grew to like him, I would understand that. I'd be like, oh, yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Keep terrible vibes, but they'll see.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You, I never, ever got a vibe from.
Thanks.
That I would
I mean,
think that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you had anybody cool reach out that you think's cool, maybe a cool writer in town or an artist, be like, hey, your music's really good?
Yeah, I mean, so Carly Pierce and Kelsey Ballerini, they've been super, super supportive, and Hillary Scott.
Mm, yeah.
And those were really cool for me because when I was in Birmingham, I would look at all of their careers and just kind of learn the ropes of Nashville from looking at them. Like, I was upset. The first time I met with Carly, I told her this. Like, I have her first album, or her first EP that she released before she was even signed to a record label. I have it on my phone. So I was like an OG fan. And so it's really cool to be friends with them now.
Scott Borchetta, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
It's also that relationship.
Yes.
Kelsey Ballerini, me.
Yes.
There you go. There's
yes.
That. I remember I met Kelsey. She was just a songwriter. Barely. Just moved to town. And I was like, holy crap, you're good. And we used to drive around in a car all across the Southeast and play at restaurants.
Really?
She would ride in the back seat. I'd ride in and we would have hurt necks. We'd play, we'd go, we'd Thursday we'd leave and play two or three shows, and then we would get back Sunday, and then I'd go back and do radio.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, her first ever touring was with me, and I was like, hey, we're going to go play this. We played a museum once for like, I don't know, 9 people. Oh, yeah, it was terrible, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
We played a mall once.
Is this when she first signed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very first.
Okay.
We played a mall once, and they put a tent up in the middle of the mall for our dressing room. But you can't leave the tent. So we went and played the mall, and then people just waited outside the tent.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like hundreds of people. And so we said, and we were happy because we got to hang out with people.
Yeah.
But it set us back on our drive to the next town about 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was the worst idea for a dressing room, a tent in the middle of the mall. They were like, just hang out in the tent, and we'll after you're done.
Yeah.
And we did, and so did everybody else.
That kind of gives me PTSD because when I first moved, you know how people, like, they'll play downtown, like, when, like, those, like, 4-hour sets mm-hmm. downtown. So I never did that, but I played at the mall. I played at the Cool Springs Mall, and there were, like, 1-2-hour sets. But it is the most, like, sometimes the most soul-crushing thing because, like, people either love you and they'll, like, sit there and watch you, or they don't give 2 craps about you. And that was, like, that was kind of a tough time for me because that was, like, my equivalent to playing downtown.
What was playing at the mall like? You go and play all covers? Do you throw in originals?
I would play all covers. Sometimes I would throw in originals if I had, like, had a crowd already. But mostly it was, you know, all the songs that people know. Like, I played all of Shania, Jolene, you know.
Would you ever get a pretty good crowd and they would sit for a few songs? Or was everybody
I would,
just,
sometimes, yeah. I mean, it really just depends on the day, you know, because there were some days where there were, like, a lot of people in the mall and I would have people sit and watch, and it was good. The tips were good. And sometimes I, like, wouldn't get tips at all because nobody, like, sometimes I would have a crowd, but, like, nobody would tip, so.
Would you ever say, guys, feel free to tip right there? Or did you have a guitar queso? Really?
I'm so bad at that. I think I got to the point where I would just, like, put a sign up, but I'm really bad at asking for things, especially money, so I never did that.
What does that gig pay, though? No tips? Anything?
I would make, like, $100.
For a couple hours? No tips.
I just played an hour.
They pay you $100 for an hour?
They didn't pay me. I only got tips.
Oh, you only got tips.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oof. So when you got no tips.
It was rough.
How did you get that job? Did you go on audition?
I lived close to there, and I think maybe I knew another artist that was playing the mall, and I just asked him how they got the gig. And
the move will be, once you have a couple hits, to sneak back over and play the same spot.
Yeah.
And record you playing it again.
Yeah.
And show them side by side, just to show people that are playing the mall now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I was playing the mall a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm definitely glad that I did that, because I don't know, I'm all about, I want to feel like I earned something. And the fact that I played at the mall, and I played at other restaurants around Nashville, like, the fact that I did that and, you know, had those hard days, it definitely makes me grateful for the things that I have now, because I went through that.
I'm going to ask you a question about your husband before we wrap up here. But you posted a picture of a camera that you wanted to buy.
Yes.
And then he slid in your DMs.
Yeah.
Is that how that happened? So kind of walk me through the situation here.
Yes. Okay. If you ask him this question, he will tell a completely different story than me. But we kind of knew each other through his brother, because I went to school with his brother, and we passed each other at Panera Bread, me and Cameron, and we, like, locked eyes. And he emailed me at one point and, like, said that he wanted to work together. And I was like, no, I'm busy. And so we didn't talk for, like, a year after that. And then I posted that picture of a camera, and he messaged me and said that he could help me figure out how to use my camera. And so we did FaceTime, and he did help me with my camera. And then we just, like, kept talking. And he's, like, kind of been my creative director since the very beginning.
Your family like him?
They love him. Mm-hmm. They actually, both of our families kind of knew each other. So it was meant to
be. How did that happen?
My dad is a cop, and he worked at the airport back in Birmingham. And Cameron's dad is also a cop, so I think they, like, worked together at one point.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Your mom musical? Your dad musical?
My mom sings just around the house. She will never sing in front of a crowd.
Well, then where did it come from with you? What gave you that liberty to just go, like, all right, I'm gonna go do it?
I don't know. I've always been just, like, a very independent person, and like, when I was in high school, it was, like, in middle school, like, I just needed to figure out what I was going to do because I wanted to succeed so bad. Like, failure was not an option. So I was like, I'm going to get into this singing thing, and I'm going to do it really, really well. So I don't know. Both my parents, like, they've always been super supportive of everything we do. And they're like, we'll let you try whatever you want, but whatever you pick, like, you're going to stick to it, and you're going to take the lessons and do all the things.
When did you move here?
I moved here 4 years ago.
Do you feel like that's been forever or yesterday?
I feel like I've been here, like, 10 years. Yeah.
When you first move here as a brand new writer / artist / you just hoping something sticks, like, what did you do? Did you get an apartment? Did you come and, like, look at Nashville since you live close and then find an apartment?
Yeah. Well, my parents actually moved up here with me.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to college for a year. And before then, I was trying to move to Nashville, but they really wanted me to go to school and just, like, figure things out. And so I did for a year, but my parents were taking trips back and forth with me. And I was riding with a lot of people. And taking meetings, and everybody said, you need to move here if this is what you want to do. And they just heard that enough times to where they were like, okay, we'll make the move.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nah, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Super pumped for you.
Thanks.
This is just, you know, this is the start of something that is going to be lifelong for you. I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud to see you here.
Thank you.
And I'll always hold that over your head, the video you sent in 2015. I'll always have it.
Gosh.
Every time you come in, I'm going to play it back. I'll be like, remember this?
No, the intro's so bad.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sierra, and this is my cover of Girl Crush by Little Big Town.
Oh.
And this is for the Bobby Bone Show. So
you sound like a kid.
I do. Also,
you are a kid, though. You are a kid.
Yeah, I used to intro, like, all of my stuff with, like, hey, y'all, my name's Sierra. And so now around the house, Cameron will just, like, he'll come up to me and be like, hey, y'all, my name's Sierra. And it's so embarrassing.
What was that even for? I don't remember that.
You were doing a contest, and whoever did the best cover of Girl Crush got to come in and play it in studio.
Of just Girl Crush?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you remember who won that? Have we talked about this?
I don't remember who won.
I do remember who won, but I don't remember her name. I remember her face. And mine was better. I'm just saying.
I'll leave that there. Who knows? I don't know who she is right now. You guys follow Tierra at Tierra Music, T-I-E-R-A Music. Gentleman is the new song out. It's great. Is this the single, or is this just a song right now that you're like, this is the new me?
Yeah, it's just kind of a song I wanted to release with my wedding, but it's not the single.
When are you coming with that?
I don't know. You tell me. I would love to know.
Whenever you're ready and you get it, let me know.
Okay.
Come back on. We'll do a big thing on the radio show again. And if you want to play, you can play. If not, we'll just talk about it.
No, we will. I would love to play it.
Do you still like to play? Like, do you still like to sing? Are you singed out?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I love to play. Okay. Yeah, I will absolutely come on and play.
Okay. Well, good to see you. We'll end it here. So happy that you're making it. I knew you win.
Thank you.
And when I'm down and out, you can remember me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, when I'm down and out, you just throw me a bone, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
No pun intended.
All right, yeah, true. There you go.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Hey guys, welcome back to dun, 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 this show, On Time with Bobby Bones. I have to look. It's to the point, I always dreamed of being confused by all the shows that I do, but it's to the point I had to look at the sign to figure out, is this the Bobby cast? Is this Breaking Bobby Bones?
You have a lot of shows.
Is this the Bobby Bones show? I'm overexposed, friends. My next guest, I will tell you, I brought her in because I just really honestly thought she was so freaking good when she played. I knew she was good by hearing her music online, but then she played on my show and I was like, man, like I gotta have her places. And she's here, and I'm super pumped for you guys to see her. If it's your first time to see her, she just released her self-titled EP earlier this year and has been named basically an artist to watch in 2021 by everybody. If they write things about music, she's on it. She's been featured as a spotlight artist on the Country Top 30 Countdown, which I host and produce in like 200 cities. The Women of iHeart Country, I produce that show. I put her on there every chance I get. She's a talented singer-songwriter that is really destined to be a star. And if she's not, that means country music screwed up. That's all it means. If she's not a star, it means country music is screwed up. And she goes by one name and one name only. Here she is, Tierra. Da, 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 da. I heard her laughing out there. Great to see you, by the way.
Hello.
Again, great to see you.
Great to see you.
But everything I said to your face last time I saw you.
I know, you did. I guess it's just like, I don't know.
But I don't remember anything, right? I have a terrible memory. I only remember saying it as I was saying it again because it felt familiar.
Yeah.
But like, I truly feel that way, that if you're not a star, this place is broken.
Thanks. I appreciate that. That makes me feel great. Okay, now, since you said it yourself that you forget things,
yeah.
I just have to say, do you know that last time was actually not my first time playing on your show? I've actually been on your show before.
Oh, let's play this game. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, you have.
So.
What? Don't tell me. Okay. Let's play the game. First of all, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I like to say that.
But it's okay. It wasn't that memorable. It's fine.
But did you come as, you didn't come as just Tierra though?
I did.
You did?
So, okay.
There's something to this.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you.
Go ahead.
You did a contest for Girl Crush for like the best cover, and I sent in one of my covers.
But you weren't in the studio.
But technically,
okay, that doesn't count.
No. Technically,
let's go to the judge. Let's go.
That does not count.
It doesn't count. But that also shows you that even before I knew you were like trying to make it, that I thought you were good. Because I got like 10,000 submissions for that thing.
I know.
So you, I don't even remember the bit. I'm going to be honest with you. I do so many bits. But I was looking for the best cover of Girl Crush.
Yeah.
And how did you submit the video?
Through YouTube.
Okay.
I like posted a video on YouTube. It's still there.
And then I played it on the air.
Yeah.
Was there like a winner? Snippet. Did they win $1 million or something?
I think they got to come on the show.
Do you know who won?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we don't either. I bet they ain't here now. Well, that's crazy.
Good. I know, yeah. Well, now I'm here. It was like on my bucket list to be on your show for a long time, so here we are.
And we weren't able to work this out, but and we can keep every reason private if we need to, but I invited you to come and play at our festival, Bobby Fest, and was like, I will pay you money. Come and play. Come on stage with us. And you weren't able to do it for whatever.
Yeah, no, I'll say it's my honeymoon. That's the only reason I wouldn't
That's
come.
Your business, though, because I didn't want to jump on and say, it's your honeymoon.
Yeah.
But I was like.
Oh, actually, it's my bachelorette party. Yeah. But if it was anything other than that, I would be there.
I would be there. We're doing this show, and you know, we're only doing like two festivals. It's like my festival. Raging Idiots, my group, we're headlining in Russell Dickerson and Maddie and Tay, but that's my spot to highlight people that I think are just fantastic. And I was like, we got to call Tierra.
Yeah, I was so excited when they told me. I hope you do it again so that I can play.
I will have you as God and these cameras as my witness. you will do something, okay? Because you're just so good.
Let's
ask some questions about you, though. And so do you feel like you're getting traction, like good traction, and people are listening? And you're like, wow, I'm actually making a difference here.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of weird because I released my music like during COVID and everything. And so you know, I kind of just had to see the response from like online as opposed to like being at shows and stuff. But I mean, it's been really cool. Like people are actually listening to my songs, which feels great. And streaming is doing really well, which feels good. So yeah, I'm feeling great.
Well, I have a lot to talk to you about. I think since you're new to a lot of the people watching now, let's play a song.
Okay.
You cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
And so her Instagram is Tierra Music, which is T-I-E-R-A Music, Tierra Music. Yes. So if you want to follow her, I'm just kind of vamping as you're, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right, what is this song?
I'm going to do Miles. It's a song that I did with my friend Breland. He did like a really cool like rap situation. I can't do it as well as him, so I'm just going to do like the demo version because I can't do it like Breland does. This is called Miles.
All right, here we go.
You're like a slow lane Sunday, you're good for my soul. You're taking me places I never thought I could go. You're my dashboard religion, got my love on cruise control. Take me any direction and it still feel like home. You're putting miles on my heart. You keep putting miles on my heart. And I'm loving it, baby. La la la.
That's awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm just such a fan. Tonight's been a good night. Like, I like Dustin Lynch. Big fan of you, too.
I had a song stuck in my head when I came in here. I was like, I hope I remember the words of my own lyrics.
Wait, what? What did you say? You had a song sung by him?
Sorry, it's my accent. I said
I have the same accent, though. I should not be able to understand.
I had his song stuck in my head.
Oh, got it.
So I was like, I hope I remember my song.
I'm like, I'm from Arkansas. You're from...
Alabama. Yes.
Pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
Except you beat us in football. Other than that, we're all good. Yeah. Hey, I do want to play a celebrity game with you, which will be fun for a second. Because okay. I feel like now, like you're starting to grow into where people are going to recognize you out. And like, you got to get ready for that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
that's
my God.
Terrifying.
But wonderful at the same time. So what I'm going to do is, and Mike, they'll have the pictures up on the screen, right?
Yep.
Okay. So they'll get easy when we start, but I'm going to show you a celebrity.
Okay.
There's nothing written on them. There's no context. Just can you name the celebrity? Okay.
God.
No, it's going to be easy.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's The Rock.
That is The Rock.
Okay.
This is not a trick.
I'm bad at games.
Okay. Who's bad at games? All games?
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Okay. Name the next one. You know who that is?
Kourtney Kardashian.
That is correct. Cool. Did you know, fun fact, I was watching... Because I watch Housewives with my fiance. Some of them. We don't watch all the cities.
I love that.
But we watch Beverly Hills. We watch New York. Mm-hmm. We watch, I don't know, some other cities too. But we were talking about some Beverly Hills stuff, and she didn't know Travis Barker except for being Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend. Do you know Travis Barker from music? You don't either.
No.
If you had to guess, what band? Do you know who? But you know who he is now, right? Who he's with her? All the tattoos.
Yes. Yeah. If you tell me the band, then I'll like put it together.
But if you had to,
no, I'm not guessing. No, I can't guess. Hmm. I'm sorry. Is it a rock band?
It is a rock band. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was blown away. It's Blink 182.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And he's the drummer. And she was like, I don't know any of those songs.
Yeah.
And I said, so I sang her one, and I said. All the small things.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know that one. And I was like, never? Do you know? Took her home. It was a Friday night. We walk alone. We got the feeling right. Started making out. And nothing.
Mm-mm. Is that like on commercials and stuff?
Or? No, that's their biggest song.
Oh, okay.
What's my age? Huh. Man, sometimes, like, I
I stay in shape. Like I'm on TikTok as much as anybody, but sometimes you just feel older. It just hits you.
No, it's true.
All right, can you name this celebrity?
Shoot, I don't know her name, but I know she's from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm.
That is
Millie Bobby Brown.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Millie Bobby Brown. Okay. Nice. Can you name this one?
Mm-mm. No, but
she has three names too.
No, I don't know her name, but I know she's from some like Disney movie that I watched.
Ish. Yeah. Freaky Friday.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
The yogurt commercial where you poop if you're old or something. I'm not sure what the yogurt she sells. That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't that what the yogurt is? Like it makes you regular?
Activia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. You name this guy.
Oh, fart. I know who he is too.
Oh, fart.
No. I don't know his name, but I know he's the water dude.
We'll accept water dude. Water dude is Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Okay, perfect. Okay. Oh, why am I blanking? Oh my god. Not Logan Paul, but Shoe Fire. It's not Logan.
You're like my grandma, but way younger and cooler. Well, it's fart. Well, shoot fire.
Dang, what's his name?
Jake Paul, his brother. Yes. Wow. That is right. All right, last one. If you get this, you win. You get to play another song. But if you don't, you have to play another song.
Dang, okay.
Okay, here you go.
I'm terrified. Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Can't help you. I don't know.
Never even seen him before?
I've definitely... have I seen him?
Morgan,
I think
do you know who that is?
Is he like a child actor?
He was.
Yeah,
he's not
I don't
anymore.
Know his name.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
Would have never guessed that.
Okay, I bet you know this one though.
I know that she's. Is she like a TikToker?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, no.
Charli D'Amelio. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. There you go. Well, you didn't get it, so now you have to play another song by Punishment.
Okay, great.
can, because like, I know so much of the music that you do. Can I request a song?
Oh, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Would you do? Found It In You?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Why was that terrifying? Because I can request any song in the whole world.
Yeah, you could, but I don't know. That was just scary. I guess they're my own songs, so I should not be terrified.
So you're terrified of your own songs and games.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a lot of fears, a lot of weird fears.
I'm terrified of the unexpected.
Okay, well, that's this whole career.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you scared of clowns by any chance?
Yeah, I'm terrified of everything. Okay, I need some therapy.
All right, here it is. This is Found It In You from Tierra.
You're the phone call picking up in the middle of the night. You're the patience I don't have when things ain't right. You're the you can do it, baby, even when I don't wanna try. My mama always said real good love just hard to find, but I found it in you. Every little thing I was missing, baby, you love me. Crazy, you got to the heart of me, boy, the best part of me, found it in you, the confidence in knowing I can be happy, just cause you tell me that you got me, all that I was looking for, I ain't gotta look no more, found it in you, you. To the heart of me, every part of me, I found it in you, the confidence in knowing I can be happy, just cause you tell me that you got me, all that I was looking for, I ain't gotta look no more, I found it in you, you, I found it in you, I found it in you.
So good. Tierra Music on Instagram. People are asking, how do they see you out? like if, to play music?
Well, I'm playing Watershed Festival August 1st, so that'll be fun.
Which is Watershed. I've played Watershed. Is that in Seattle? Is that up?
It's in George, Washington.
Okay, the Gorge. It's in the Gorge. The greatest. Yeah, and that's up in Northwest Arkansas, in the northwest part of the country. Yes. It is the coolest place.
Is it?
Oh, you've been up there. I act like
I've only been to two states in my entire life. So
okay, let's go. Let's settle on that for a second. You've been to Alabama, Tennessee.
Okay, three: Alabama, Tennessee, Maryland, and Florida. So four. That's it.
Well, that's not a lot, but that just multiplied pretty quick. You went from two to four.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I feel like compared to everyone else in the world, four is not a lot.
You're playing Watershed. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're on the air in Seattle. I'm going to make sure to tell all of them to go when they go up there to make sure to spend some time. It. Yeah, yes. We got to get you to more states.
I know. Well, I just want to play everywhere and travel everywhere.
So. Any other shows that you have booked yet? Or are we waiting to see as things start to open up?
Not yet. Yeah, we're just waiting to see.
All I know is you didn't play Bobby Fest.
I'm sorry.
I know.
You're going to hold that against
me. We could have put you in more states. That's the goal.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm getting married, Bobby.
So, what's happening with that?
We get married in October, so it's right around the corner. And we're done with planning, so now we're just waiting.
And so, do you have the honeymoon? Where are you going?
We're going to the Maldives.
Honey, it's like, Dustin, I don't even know where that is. You're talking about you've been to states. You're saying places I can't even find on a map.
I know. Well, it's like my first time going out of the country, so I'm excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't leave the country until I was in my 25 or something. We never went on vacation. We were so poor as a kid. We didn't go on vacations.
Yeah.
And so, but when I started to travel around, I thought it was so cool. And I'd be in an airport. Honest to God, I'd be in an airport in Idaho. And I would go, this is the coolest thing. Yeah. I never thought being from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, I would get to be in Idaho.
Well, it is pretty cool, seeing different countries and seeing how other people live their life. Because I feel like you're in a bubble. Wherever you live, you're in this kind of bubble. And it's really cool to see just, this whole big world out there.
I am super excited for you to be getting married. I'm excited that you're just going to be, in this orbit for a long time. Because not only do you deserve to be, like I said, the system is broken if in the next couple to few years you're not a star. It's broken.
Thanks.
And I would say I quit, but I'd lie. Because I'm not quitting, but I'm rooting for you hard.
Thank you. Means a lot.
You have an EP that's out now.
Yes.
And so people can listen to that. Are you writing new music are you record? What's happening with that process?
Yeah, more music is coming. I just got off of a writer's retreat and we wrote some pretty dang good songs. So there's going to be some sort of extension to the EP at some point.
Well, you guys follow her, Tierra Music, at Tierra Music. She is just one of my favorites. And I even tried to pay her to play music at my festival. I was like, I will pay you literally money to... And she said, I'd rather get married. And then, you know what? Good for her. That's what I say. Good for her. You're a real treat. Thank you for coming.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or you like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. Families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Tierra.
So Tierra is being featured on our national countdown this week. Hi, Tierra. Good to see you.
Hi.
And I tell you, I was just going through some YouTube videos, and I saw you singing Ring of Fire. One of my friends sent it over.
Yeah.
And I don't hear a lot of women do Ring of Fire, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I used to play at Chick-fil-A back home, and we would do like a writer's round. And
At Chick-fil-A,
yes.
Where is home? I need to know where this Chick-fil-A is where there's a writer's round.
I'm from Birmingham, but I'm actually from like a suburb of Birmingham. It's called Gardendale. And so I would play with these like bluegrass guys, and they just like taught me a bunch of country music, and Ring of Fire was one of the first ones. So yeah, we'd sing Ring of Fire at Chick-fil-A.
Would people come to Chick-fil-A to watch the writers round?
They did.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love both of those things.
I mean, we also got free Chick-fil-A out of it, so that's always great.
Dang. Okay, well, I do want to get to know you a little bit, but let's hear Ring of Fire as if we were, have a number two, please, or waffle fries.
You got it.
All right, here is Tierra. By the way, follow her, or you can see what she looks like right now at Tierra Music. All right, Tierra, when you're ready.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery rain. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire.
Come on! Yeah. Listen, I have heard that song 10,000 ways from, you know, being here in Nashville or being on American Idol. Everybody that comes on American Idol wants to do that song. And I'm like, Everybody's done it. However, you do that so good.
Thanks.
And just slightly different that it works.
Yeah, it's just like a tad bit slower, you know?
That's cool.
Thanks.
All right, Tierra is here. And that's how I found you, honestly, was going through some music. And I was like, dang, she kills that song.
Thanks.
And then I started checking out your EP. You have an EP that's out. By the way, Cameron's here who wrote a lot of these songs with you, right?
Yes, Cameron Bedell. So we wrote a lot of the songs, and he also produced the whole thing. So,
dang, Cameron, what do you not do? Cameron walked in and was like, hey, I'm from Wichita. And I have just a huge love for Wichita, Kansas. And then he looks at Morgan and goes, we went to high school together. And Morgan goes, oh, yeah. Dang. So
That's awesome.
Tierra, when did you move from Alabama up to Nashville?
I moved here 3 years ago, and I did the whole thing, like, you know, traveling back and forth,
you know, from my hometown to Nashville. And after a year in college, I finally convinced my parents to move up here with me. So,
they moved up here too?
Yeah, and they're still here. I'm loving it.
So with what you've been able to do so far, I know you played at the Bluebird, which isn't that the craziest, also coolest thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like one of my first performances here in Nashville, which was wild. But it's also like super nerve-wracking because it's like one of the few places where people are like actually listening. But yeah, I love it. It was super fun.
And they're sitting, like, I don't know if you played the round or you played the stage, but they're sitting like right on your elbow. And they're eating too sometimes. It's they're right on you.
Yeah, I've done the one on the stage and also in the round. And yeah, it's crazy. But I mean, that's why I fell in love with Nashville and country music is like, you know, I feel like you don't really get those kinds of writer's rounds everywhere. So it's a cool experience.
I saw a picture of you and Shania Twain. How did that come together? How did you meet her?
Yeah. So I was on this show called Real Country. And it was a music competition show here in Nashville. And it was Shania Twain, Travis Tritt, Jake Owen.
Yeah.
And Shania was my, like, I was on her team. And I mean, it was so random. She just like invited me to be on the show and I got to like be mentored by her. And she's been so great even after the show, like, you know, commenting on Instagram posts and stuff and just being supportive of my music. So
how did you not win the, or did you win the show? I don't know who won the show.
So I won my episode, okay. But I didn't win the whole thing.
Who in the world beat you? Like, seriously. Do you know who won the show? I don't know who won the show.
Jada Dreyer. She's awesome.
I know who Jada Dreyer is. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, yes. She is actually awesome. I wouldn't say she's awesomer. I'd say you're both equally awesome. And they had to make a very tough decision. Thanks. That's what
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
All right. Tierra is here. Let's do, if you don't mind, I want to do one of your songs. Will you play Not Your Girl? Play us a little bit of that.
Yes.
Tell me
absolutely.
About this song first.
Yeah, so I kind of wrote it from, don't laugh, I kind of wrote it from like a relationship perspective, but really the song is about when I first moved to Nashville, it was really important for me to like figure out who I was as an artist before anybody else could tell me, because I feel like it's super easy to just like be swayed in one direction and have people tell you what your music should sound like, what your brand should be. And so it was important for me to like figure that out before somebody else told me to. So that's kind of like the whole premise of the song. It's like, I'm not your girl. Can't control me.
It's interesting because when I just see the title or I heard the song, I would think it was a relationship song,
mm-hmm.
but then you describe it as, you know, your perspective and a career. It reminds me of Not Gonna Write You a Love Song by Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
You hear that and you go, oh, she's talking to some dude. Mm-hmm. Not gonna write you a love. But then you find out she only wrote that song because she's telling her label, I'm not writing you a love song.
Yeah. So, you are fueling Cameron right now because he literally said that in the ride. I so did not want to write this song because I was like, I don't want people to think that I'm just like crapping on them. But I mean, it was just my truth and he just encouraged me to
I'm
write
proud
that
of her because
one,
so. She's the type of girl that is, this song is couldn't be more true. She sticks to her guns, and she's like, this is who I am, this is what I do, and it's a breath of fresh air to produce something like that, you know?
Okay. Well, let's hear some of Not Your Girl from Tierra.
Let's go.
Ooh, 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 ooh. All the rumors heard about you made me hesitate. So before I dive in, let's get a few things straight. If you want that picture-perfect version of the same old thing, then I'll thank you for the drinking. I'll be on my way. I'm not your girl. Boy, you must have me mistaken for someone. I ain't gonna switch it up for you. Lucky for you, there's plenty in the world who would do whatever just to fit the mold. I can't be what I'm not. So if you're looking for that typical I'm not your girl. No.
Come on, guys.
That's so good.
It's great.
Thank you.
There is no reason that you shouldn't be a massive star in this town in this format. Thanks. I don't ever throw that around, but there's just, you're so good. You're just so good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There is no reason that in a year you're not in here with the number one song ready to hit 2 and 3. There's just, if that doesn't happen, this town has let me down.
Well, listen, I feel like you're known for manifesting people's careers, so I will take that. I will so
And
take
I
that.
Don't say that. Sometimes people come in and I'm like, all right, you get to work and we'll see. But you're so good and you're so good talking on a microphone. Some artists struggle when they're new. Like, you come in, you own it. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You guys check out her music. She has a self-titled EP. I'm assuming it's called Tierra.
Yep.
Yeah. Why one name? Why? What's the deal here?
Because there's not another Tierra, so like, why not? Also, my last name is like a little difficult. Anyways, I don't love my last name, so just the one name.
She's not That's your the typical. Move.
There you
not
go.
Your typical yeah. girl.
No, there you go.
I get you. Well, you just got engaged?
I did.
Like last year though, right?
Yeah. Almost like exactly a year ago. And we're getting married this fall.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
So you're planning it to happen right when you can. Because we are too. We're doing ours in August.
Okay.
And so, but it's kind of, we're kind of put into that spot where we feel like we can have it and have all the people there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like by October, hopefully we can have all the people there. Because truthfully, like, he has most of the guest list because he has such a big family. And so, yeah, I'm hoping we can have all the people. And they love to party. So it'll be a good time.
How did he propose?
So he is a filmmaker. So he was like, let's go out to Huntsville, Alabama, and like just take some pictures. Like, we do that all the time. We have like content days and just like have fun, take pictures. So we went out there and we went to this bridge and he set his camera down and he was like, we're going to do this really cool like slow-mo video. We're going to like turn around, face our backs to each other, and then we're going to turn on super fast and like be facing each other, whatever. And so when I turned around, he was on one knee. and then our family came up, like, screaming. Like, it was, like, 20 of them. So it was a moment.
That's really cool. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Before I let you guys go, and I didn't ask you this beforehand, do you guys want to play a little bit of Shut It Down? You have to retune? Can you do a little bit of that or no?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here she is one final time. This is Tierra.
Usually don't stay out this late. This side of midnight don't know my name much these days, but it sure sounds good rolling off your lips. Tonight is different, cause sip by sip you made me wanna shut it down. Stay out till the morning light, we lose track of time. I don't mind breaking all the weekend rules. If you spin me around out on the floor, kiss me again, tell me I'm yours. Buy me one more, boy, I swear you gon' mess around. It made me wanna shut it down. Oh yeah, you made me wanna dance all night. Boy, I'm talking till they pull a chain on the neon light. The way you're holding me, I don't wanna leave. Like, hey, what can I say? I know it's getting kinda late, but you made me wanna shut it down. Stay out till the morning light, we lose track of time. I don't mind breaking all the weekends. If you spin me around out on the floor, kiss me again, tell me I'm yours. Buy me one more, boy, I swear you gon' mess around. It made me wanna shut it down. I just can't help myself. When I'm with you, there's no one else. Boy, you know damn good and well, if you keep it up, we're gon' shut it down. I just can't help myself. When I'm with you, there's no one else. Boy, you know damn good and well, if you keep it up, we're gon' shut it down.
Nice job. Ah! That's great.
Son.
Thank you.
You guys follow Tierra Amy. What do you want to say?
Nothing. It's just so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm just impressed.
Thank you.
At Tierra Music on Instagram. Are you on TikTok doing the thing over there too yet?
I'm there. Am I doing the thing? Yeah. That's the question. No, okay. I'm not.
All right. You'll get there. Trust me. All right, Tierra.
She has this thing. Hold on. Now I do want to say it's something that came to my head. Do the thing with your voice where you go like really high. Like I wasn't expecting to go back. Maybe that was also even in the first song, but this sounds so pretty. Y'all two together.
Thank you.
Are you always going to be with her?
I'm gonna try to.
He will always be here. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this EP is kind of like a reintroduction for me, and he's super like into R&B country, and I am too, so it just meshes well together.
Well, Alex, you asked me how long I've been here, and I told you it's been 10 years, almost 11, and I've been kind of looking to find my way in this town as an R&B country guy. That's kind of the two genres that I grew up listening to and I want to do, but it's like, it was hard to find a place to fit in and like make it work. And then little Tierra came along.
Well, yeah, I was like, she's your golden ticket because she's amazing.
And, you know, and it just worked. So,
yeah.
Thank you guys. Tierra, thank you for coming in. Big
Thanks
fan.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck. Crush it. I'll see you again soon when you're like, what's your name? Billy again?
And yeah,
I see it now. You're going to be that big of a star.
So
all right,
good.
Clap your hands. Tierra, everybody.
Thank you.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.